One day, Victoria Laurie decided to write a mystery.
So what can I make this character? And my intuition buzzed in, write what you know. And I ignored it, and I kept pacing the living room, and I'm like, okay, so what can I make this character? What can I make this character? Write what you know. And I'm like, but all I know how to be is a psychic. And there was sort of this countdown, 3, 2, 1, oh!
Victoria Laurie really is a psychic. She's now written 3 mysteries about Abby Cooper, a so-called psychic eye. People have a lot of misconceptions about psychics. The books, besides being terrific fun to write, are meant to straighten a few things out, as Victoria Laurie told Anne Strangechamps.
It is kind of cool. You know, when people find out what I do, there are typically 2 reactions. The first reaction is, that's nice. And then conversation sort of, you know, dwindles. Or they're fascinated by it and they want to know everything. And they sort of come with all of these preconceptions, you know, like that I can't walk down the street without being inundated with information, or, you know, that I can levitate tables or something strange like that. What they've seen in Hollywood, I guess. So it was another motivation for writing the book, was to sort of normalize metaphysics, to bring it onto a level that people, normal everyday people, could recognize through a character that could be anyone in the crowd.
So tell me about your character, Abby Cooper. Are her abilities the same as yours?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that Abby can do that I can't do.
Well, describe some of Abby's and your abilities, because to ordinary, non-gifted people, these come across as
everyone's gifted, and everyone. It's just, you know,
not all
of us
in the same way.
Well, let's see. I consider myself a futurist, and that's what Abby is as well. We really focus on those events, obstacles, and opportunities that are about to happen for the person that we're focused on. Abby is really centered on what's happening in the future. You know, as you know, there's so many other different realms that metaphysics can go into, and I really like narrowing her focus just to what I like to be about. I'm not into angels. I'm not into talking to dead people. I do get energies into my energy on occasion, and sometimes I can recognize if they're male or female and typically how they died. But other than that, that's not something that interests me or that is something that I necessarily want to develop.
Is that just what you happen to like best, or is it what you can do? I mean, do you have the sense that
both,
your abilities are just limited and you can only do these kinds of things? I guess what I'm asking is, are there limits? Are there things you can't do?
Yeah, I don't get names very well. And that's something that for a while I really tried to pull in. I really tried to focus on that. And I just wasn't good at it. And I don't like doing things that I'm not good at, duh, because I'm a perfectionist. So I just decided, well, that's not my forte, so I'm not even going to waste any more time on that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You make it sound very matter of fact, and that's,
it is.
I'd say that's a hallmark of your books also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abby's described as not so much somebody with freaky, weird paranormal abilities, and more like somebody who just happens to have a really, really good sense of hearing, or superb night vision. Is that how you see being psychic?
That's exactly how I see it. It's really not an oddity to me. I truly believe that everyone is born with this innate sense, and that it just is like practice makes perfect. The more you work on it and the more you develop it, the better you get at it. It's like any skill. It's like anything that you have. And I always tell people, listen, you know, not everyone can be Michael Jordan. He was born with certain innate talents and abilities that he then had to practice to get better at. And he's honed his craft to the best of his ability. And that's what good psychics do as well.
Now, do you also, and does Abby, do long-distance readings or remote readings? I mean, is it exact? Do you get the same information about somebody, whether they're sitting right in front of you or on the phone?
Yep, it's identical. It's time and space really don't matter. I've read for people in London. I've read for people in California. I've read for people in Nova Scotia, Hawaii. It's the same. It has nothing to do with distance. It's not like I need to touch someone or be right in front of them or to see them for me to get information.
I know psychics say this and I don't get it. I don't understand how you would not get tons more information if somebody's sitting right in front of you.
It doesn't work on a distance level. It works on more of a target level. So if you can think about it, a person's energy is set in time and space, and intuition knows no boundaries. So it's not like a wave that needs to travel. Do you see what I'm saying? It doesn't need to travel over time or distance. It just needs to hone in on that specific target. So as long as I have a connection to you, I can pinpoint your energy and sort of pull that back and unravel it like a zip file, it makes no difference where you are. You can be in outer space, and I could give you a reading. I know, it's hard to grasp. I guess you have to be from the vantage point of actually feeling it on my end. Distance does not make a difference whatsoever.
Are you ever wrong?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You'll never hear me say, I know this is absolutely going to happen, because I don't feel like the future works like that. I feel like the future is extremely malleable, and I feel like it's based on choice, and I believe it's based on free will. So I can be wrong because you make different choices, which is perfectly okay. You're in charge of your own destiny. There's my favorite quote in the horrid world is, the best way to predict the future is by making it, and it's so true. Because I can tell you what's coming up, and then it's up to you to make decisions based on that.
Well, you know, a skeptic could say, well, then you can say anything's coming up, and it may or may not happen, and it's all just, well, it either came about as you said, or it didn't, in which case people deviated from whatever course they were on. So then where's the proof that you have any special abilities?
Well, and, you know, I it's not my job to prove to skeptics that what I do has legitimacy. It's my job to focus in on the energy that's come before me. Someone typically who comes to me is looking for answers or is at a crossroads or is even curious. And it's my job to be true to them and to tell them what I'm picking up. The accuracy of it, again, lies with them. So I'm not out to prove intuition. I'm going to leave that to scientists. So I really don't spend a lot of time thinking about what skeptics say.
Victoria Laurie is the author of 3 Psychic Eye detective novels. She talked with N. Strange Champs.